You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and I have with me back, making a triumphant return, Mr. Anirudh Banerjee.
Hello. It's so good to be back with Pish. I've been waiting for this opportunity, and we've been trying to make this happen for a while now.
Yes, one of the many reasons why this episode, as usual, is delayed. I'm running out of excuses now, but...
It's Pish in my long-distance relationship now.
Exactly. How's it going, Banerjee? How's Bombay?
Bombay is actually the same as it was. Rushed, sweaty, too much work, no exit from it. You tell me, how's Singapore? How's it going in Singapore?
More or less exactly what you described. Not that different. Speaking of too much work, you recently got a chance to meet Mr. Abhishek Bachchan and Vicky Kaushal and Tapsee Pannu.
We did a collaboration, Filtercopy did a collaboration with to make a video, and hopefully that'll go on our channel live soon. You guys will see it. It was really fun and very unexpected kind of a work experience altogether. Three of them were ultra chill.
Nice.
And you know how movie stars are, but from our past experiences together. But unlike that, it was a pretty chill environment. Abhishek is actually damn sweet. And he has a very straight face and he can crack really good jokes. And you won't be able to catch him that if he's cracking a joke or actually pissed. So there were a few moments where he would just throw us in situations and we would just be like, shit, is he joking or is he serious? And it's very difficult to interpret that. Vicky being Vicky is so sweet as a person. I mean, describe how sweet he is. So after the shoot, I'd requested him to actually leave a video for my friend that I would have recorded with my phone. And because she's a huge fan of his. And he said, why don't we call her? And we called her and she didn't pick up. She was in a meeting. She didn't pick up. So said that, she's not picking up. So let's just make a video. So we made a video. And as soon as I ended the video, I was going to save the video. She called me.
Yeah.
So Vicky snatched the phone from me and directly picked up the phone and said, hello, this is Vicky. And my friend died there. Her name is Ashiana. Ashiana Mukherjee, and she's a very dear friend of mine. So she died on the call. And she was really happy. And I was really shocked by this gesture of his. It was really sweet of him. Tapsee was also quite nice to work with. She was also quite fun. For the sake of being in a digital video, I would ask her to do a little OTT. And then she would just crack a joke like, ये कश्यप की फिल्म है अनुराग कश्यप की फिल्म है यहाँ पे इससे ज्यादा नहीं हो सकता. So all in all, we got about an hour and a half to spend with them. It was a great experience, I think.
Nice. But not all the actors we've worked with have been bad. And today...
No. They've been really good. Some have been really good.
And today we're talking about two of them that we've worked with in the past, who were both really good to work with.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Today's movie is Three, featuring Rajkumar Rao, Apar Shakti Khurana and Shraddha Kapoor.
And Abhishek Banerjee also.
Oh yeah. And Pankaj Tripathi.
Pankaj Tripathi is the main hero of the film. Yeah.
This film was one of those films where I really liked it, but I can't explain to anyone why I liked it, which makes recording a podcast about it kind of difficult, since that's what we have to do now for the next how much ever time we spend.
But I think that's because it's such a dynamic movie, and the fact that there are many aspects of this movie that really talk about a lot of things, and which hasn't been done in such a long time in Hindi film. It's a horror comedy which has a socio-political context, which is a great thing, a great boon to the society that we're living in at the current point of time. And I'm wondering how this film got passed through censors with those dialogues.
I think they were too smart for the censors to figure out. It was just they didn't get
I think someone who's sitting at the censor board would understand half of the context that it was put in. But really smartly done. One thing which came out of the movie were the dialogues for me. I think this movie's soul belongs to the kind of dialogues that were written, and the delivery just excelled it to a different level altogether by each and every actor in the film, except Shraddha Kapoor though.
We'll talk about her in a bit, but yeah, I was just really happy to see Rajkumar Rao actually being the hero of the film. But even as the hero, he's not like the typical hero. He's like very quirky, very like, you know, still playing that kind of everyday guy that he plays, but
yeah, I mean, there's nothing extraordinary about this hero. This hero is just a normal guy who does everything that you might do getting out of your house or being with your parents. And also for a fact, I like how his character was introduced in the movie, like with the rap song and everything. But this movie has a little quirk, a lot of laughs in it. Also, coming back to the fact that what you said, that really what really made you happy to see Rajkumar Rao as the hero kind of a guy, what I want to tell you is that here in India, in Bombay especially, so I've watched this three twice. I liked it so much. I watched it on Saturday, went back on Sunday to watch it again, didn't get bored the second time also. But when I entered the cinema hall for the second time, I looked at the hall and I just turned to my friend. I was like, the day has arrived. Rajkumar Rao is giving housefuls.
That's good.
There are like four shows of three running and none of them have a single seat empty.
I mean, that's amazing. And this movie is done ridiculously well. I think it's almost...
Yeah, it has now earned 83 crores.
Yeah.
83 crores without any big name, dude. Like, none of those actors in the movie have...
And without any real marketing or promos as such. Like,
there was a little bit of marketing here and there, but not as big as a budget that you would expect of the other movies to do. But this movie solely ran on word of mouth. Like, I remember the first day it did around 8 to 10 crores, but when the people came out of the hall, they said that it's a good movie, everyone should watch it, it's enjoyable. And then the weekend just took over. Like, it just took over to a new level. Everyone was going in and I could hear people laugh so much. And there were scary moments in the film also. Like, people would just like jump out of the seats.
That's the thing that I liked the most, because like, I mean, obviously, while there have been a few good horror films come out of India, it's generally not a genre that we do well at all. And then in a horror comedy, you have to balance the horror part and the comedy part. And this film did that, I think, perfectly, because there were genuinely times where you were taken by surprise and it didn't feel tacky, which was...
It would make you jump out of your seat. It was like, oh shit, I don't want to... Yeah, and I think talking about the dialogues again, I think a few dialogues that would stand out as, whoa, what did you just say, would be like, one being that... putting the right-wing context over there, was like, sabka naam kaise pata hota hai, and Pankaj Patel, sabka aadhar linked.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Then, I think a real slap was when, I don't know if you remember this, Apar and Abhishek were driving through the forest, and there was like, yaar, Apar says, pyaar mein log andha ho jate. So, he says that, kuch bhi banna par bhakt mat banna. Abhishek, yeah. And that is, that just hits you. That hits you so well. And the whole message of the film is such a hard-hitting one. And the whole arc of the film, what it comes down to at the end, what they want to say, it is so relevant to the current time that I think everyone... And I could hear those gasps, like women going like, yeah, and the men going like, shit.
And it also, again, was very... unexpected as well for me, because until then, you know, for the most of the movie, it's just going as a typical kind of bit of comedy, bit of like drama. It's just a story happening, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of this ghost or spirit. And again, spoiler alert for anyone. But we'll try not to spoil it too much, because it really is a...
Yeah, it's a great film.
And then suddenly, right at the end, when they finally found the solution, find the answer, quote unquote, you're like, damn, did not think of that.
Did not see that coming. Like,
yeah.
did not see that coming so well and hitting you right in the face, maybe. Also, it has, but it gives you a context of that through the as the film progresses. Because I remember this one scene where Apar asks Pankaj Tripathi that yaar ye stri kisi ko bhi utha ke leke chali jaati hai, and then Pankaj Tripathi says stri hai purush nahi, wo tumse tumhari anumati mangengi. Coming back and talking about like consent and you know that these are the things that one can look forward to. And I think these are the films that would just tell the other filmmakers that comedy doesn't have to be really out loud or slapstick. Sometimes it can be done through real good context and real good content. So this film was a big learning as a cinegoer for me, who likes to go and watch every Bollywood film. This film was a major learning for me for that. Like, you could make people really jump out of the seats and make them really scared of what's happening on screen, at the same time grip it well. And this is the first horror film which has no sex scene.
Yeah,
I think weirdly in Indian horror films we always have sex.
No, but that's a very it's a very specific type of horror film, like the
Rani Mahesh Bhatt. Mahesh Bhatt,
Vishesh Bhatt family. Which is a different thing. But
that has been a case in Indian movie with horror movies for a long time. I think if you go back to the 90s, Ramsar Brothers also, like Dracula, Purani Haveli were all about horny stories. Like, I think they had scenes like in the washroom, the girl is bathing. There's always a scene where the girl is bathing in the washroom and suddenly the water turns into blood. So, I mean, that has been what has been given as a taste of horror movies in Indian film industries. So, this as a horror movie coming out is something which is really refreshing to see also. And so has been the performances, like, throughout. Whoever's appeared on screen has really delivered and made you stay right there. Either make you feel the absolute emotion that they are trying to convey. Whether someone's trying to make you laugh or whether someone's trying to make you... I remember this funny scene where, you know, Shraddha's asking Rajkumar to be... to see the ghost romantically. And he's like, how the fuck am I supposed to do it? So that whole chaotic situation and how to build it, to grip people in that and not confuse them also. Yeah. Because most of the time in chaotic situations in films, people get confused and people are not into it at all. Like, we've seen Priyadarshan do it so many times. He just creates a chaos and nobody knows what's happening. And then he just loses it in comedy films.
What I liked a lot also is that this film, like, just brings in moments of humor at times where you're, like, not expecting it. Like, you know, even there's this, you know, this is from the trailer as well, so it's not really a spoiler, but there's this whole narrative arc where they suspect that Shraddha Kapoor is three, and, you know, Apar Shakti tells Rajkumar,
like, oh, yeah,
makes him realize this, and it's like a really dramatic moment because, like, their friend is missing and, like, all of this, and he, like, walks away and then he comes back. He's like, son, three ko batana mat ki maine tujhe. It's like
he's crying. Bata ke jao jaake poocho jana kaha hai, miss karte hain hum usko.
Yeah,
and then he comes like, aur suno, three ko mat batana kaha. That is that's something which is so thoughtful, like, and I'm sure these are moments that come out either from actors or maybe if the writer has written it. And Sumit Arora, who's a dialogue writer, has done a tremendous job.
It's also just very, like, it's natural, right? It's how you would expect people to talk and react in their situation. Everyone is not going to be super calm and put together and...
I mean, you see, like, language in the films that we see usually in Hindi film is not the usual language that we use. It's always like either in Urdu, like using heavy words, or it goes in a very weird space of Hindi, which we don't actually use in our daily life.
Yeah, very exposition heavy.
And also what I liked is that it's very nuanced in the sense of, you know, whenever we try a small town language, we make it unnecessarily Bihari or Bhojpuri. I mean, you don't tend to understand what language they are using also. You just make it desi in a very stereotypical way, which has been used for ages, maybe in the film. But here, they speak normal Hindi with a taste of the desiness.
Yeah.
And you sense a certain tone, a khinch hoti hai एक लहजा होती है बात करने में, उसमें उसमें आता है लाइक द वे दे से विकी प्लीज, वाज लाइक इट्स लाइक विकी प्लीज. सो आई थिंक दोज आर सम थिंग्स व्हिच आर ब्रॉट आउट बाय एक्चुअली एक्टर्स एंड द विलिंगनेस ऑफ देम गिविंग इट इनटू इट एंड मेकिंग इट एब्सोल्युटली ऑथेंटिक. दैट्स द होल पॉइंट ऑफ setting a particular film in a particular place. Like, you're setting a film in Chanderi, that should have a context of it.
Yeah, and so it should feel authentic, language, basically.
Yeah, it should feel... Oh, dude, one thing I realized watching Stree are that small town roads at nights are really fucked up. They look scary.
You wouldn't want to be there.
I don't want to walk in the most beautiful small town city ever also at night. I would just imagine Stree. Also, there's a really good... breaking off, questioning. Like, I think in film, what they do is that they question all the horror films that have been made in Hindi films also. If you remember that scene where they talk about Stree's behavior, it's like she comes and reads the wall and then she thinks that, shit. So they're trying to question also, like, the people who have been making horror films and the people who've been watching horror films, that this is what you've been made to believe.
And like, also, I think the people who actually believe in like spirits and ghosts and stuff, which is quite common in India as well.
I know you
also do, but...
I believe it out of just pure fear. I don't have any logic. I'm just scared. Yeah. I'm just like, I would, I'm comfortable dying any which way, but not seeing a ghost.
I think your ghost stories are needed an entire separate series of podcasts on its own.
Yeah. But it's not that. You're telling the people that I've had actual paranormal experiences where I believe that they're just my assumptions. Because I'm too scared of the dark and in general staying alone. And sense that someone's behind me. Like, I would be... I think that someone's going to just pop up from behind me. Like, no. So I'm really scared of those things. But I'm just saying that in film also, they question that belief. And they question a lot of things like... you really think that the ghost might come and just... They're so stupid that they're going to follow your instructions and come back again and again and fail. So all of these things are something that makes a film different. Say that it's different. The treatment is different from all the films that has happened in the recent past also. Like, I haven't seen a horror comedy. And I think Rajan DK's previous movie to this was Happy Ending, and the previous to that was a horror comedy itself. Zombie comedy, Gone.
But in between, they did that movie with Siddharth Malhotra also, no? Wasn't that also then?
Oh, yeah.
With Jacqueline.
Yeah, they did Gentleman.
Gentleman, yeah.
Oh my God, I went to watch that film also.
This was a significant step up from that.
No, that makes me believe that Siddharth Malhotra... my problem hai. Now that I see it, because Happy Ending also, when I see it, it wasn't that bad a film of Raj DK. It's just that the ending was too weird for me and unbelievable, as any other Hindi films are. Go Gone, I genuinely enjoyed it. Like, when I watched it at that point of time, the whole tonality of the movie was a little weird and quirky, and it was fun to watch. But yeah, this has been a significant step up for Rajan DK.
But there's also Go Goa Gone sequel coming up.
I'm really excited for that.
I think they're shooting it right now as we speak.
They're shooting it? I said it light, guys, because I said it slowly because I don't want you guys to listen to it because it's a really bad joke. Edit it out.
It also doesn't work without the hand gesture.
Sadly, this sounds totally wrong now. Two dudes talking about hand gestures and all. This is going off now. What do you feel about the music?
Speaking of two dudes talking about inappropriate things, there were some fantastic scenes with Rajkumar and his dad. Them discussing friendship and...
Yeah. But there also, you know how real that conversation was. You know, this whole thing about Indian parents being cool in Hindi films is just a myth, because whenever kids have tried, after seeing in the film, whenever kids have tried to do that at home, they've been spanked. They've been whacked left and right. And they're just like, hey, but DDLJ mein Anupam Kher to beer pee raha tha. After Raj failed. So, but I'm saying that awkwardness when you talk with your dad is always there. Like, no matter how chill your parents are, like, I've had fairly chill parents, but I remember the first time I had a sex talk with my dad, it was still like we were trying to look for better words to rather than the actual ones. Like,
I think that's common for everyone.
Yeah, sex ka making love ho hi jata hai.
That is still, I mean, like, making love is still pretty out there.
Yeah, sambhog. But boy, he refers to masturbation as something. Swarn seva something.
No, he doesn't even say that. No, he's just like apne aap kar lo.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean that is also, but also there are a few problems that I felt personally, like being, except the fact that Stree has been such a beautiful movie to watch. I also feel that, you know, we're still trapped in this thought of how to sell our movies to the audience.
Item number 09.
And hence, yeah, you just got me, dude. And hence, those two songs, that one song especially, and the other one comes at the end. So I don't mind it. It's in the credit. By then, the film is done. But I think Kamoria is not required.
Yeah, except it kind of sets the scene for that first guy's thing, but it's not really needed.
Does it really, actually? Like, they can be still having a party where the girl comes in and then...
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that's just like, I think one day Dinesh Vijayan just came and was like, bro, movie is good and all, I accept.
Lekin isko marketing, iska marketing kaise karo?
Ek kaam karo, sundar ladki ko le ao. And I'm just like, while watching the song also, I just feel like, I think that's the only time when I went on my phone while watching the movie. I'm just like, ah, take care.
But I mean, the most bizarre thing about this movie, which I'm so glad that they didn't have it actually in the movie, because it made me very worried about watching this movie.
Oh, Aao Kabhi Haveli Pe?
Aao Kabhi Haveli Pe, the music video for it.
Oh my god.
Kriti Sanon. Like, what? Like, why? That was so pointless.
That, dude, by the way, message to Sachin Jigar. Don't be proud of that song. don't.
Like, the song is one thing.
There's a sick making of that song. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
On YouTube, guys, heads up, guys. I think all the people who don't know what we're talking about, there's a song in the movie named Aao Kabhi Haveli Pe, which has been an existing meme format for the last 1 year. So, giving you context about this, Pish, in the making of the video, Sachin Jigar says that one day we were just like wanted to take a feel of an auto, and we were coming out of our studio, and we took an auto and we were going back, and suddenly we saw a board which says Aao Kabhi Haveli Pe. So humne auto wala ka bola, chal auto ghuma, ab is pe gana banega. And apparently they went back and the song was made in one and a half hours.
So they had no idea about the existence of this meme. They just saw it on the signs.
Yeah, I was glad that, I think I was glad till the part that they didn't know the existence of this meme. Once they came to know what they did of it is something which is scarring for the rest of my life.
No, but I mean, see, the song is one thing. The song, I think, is still okay, whatever, fine, Gana.
I mean, I don't know if it plays in the club after I'm drunk. I might dance to it also.
Yeah, but and in the video, it like, I mean, in the movie, it just comes as like a background thing for like a minute.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's fine.
It's funny to see that.
This video is Kriti Sanon dancing.
With a skeleton.
Like, all the stuff we said about horror movies being tacky and it being realistic is just completely ignored for this one song. And
yeah, but I'm glad that that's not in the movie at all.
Yeah, but it's also just a very, I mean, whatever, I guess it worked for them.
But I think that's the smart move of the producers, maybe, just to release the video song and people expecting that that song to be there to enjoy, because that song got really popular within like 2 days of its release.
Yeah.
As it is that our taste in music is really great as an audience, I think, in a country where I don't want to name the songs. I think that's a long list. You need a separate podcast for that.
It's a good idea for a podcast. Probably.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do. So if you guys think that we should do a podcast on a list of songs that shouldn't have been made, please comment. And we'll make that podcast happen. And I guarantee you, Pish has a bhandar of them.
I have a playlist ready.
I have essays on those songs written also. Like what I felt from my heart when it pinched me. I was disappointed when A.R. Rahman came out with a song named Khalifa Khalifa. Khalifa Bhai. Have you seen this? Have you heard this song?
Yeah, of course.
So, there are multiple songs like those. But as I said, like, I think that helped the movie to gain some publicity also. And the one person in that video song that you're talking about looks really disinterested is Rajkumar Rao. He is in that song dancing off with Dracula teeth.
This is a classic one of those things where, like, 3 weeks before the movie is supposed to, before their marketing is supposed to release, they're like, "Acha, chal, ek aur gana dal dete."
Yeah, but I was, but this is this whole pratha has been existing for quite some time.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Coincidentally, you know, I was watching an interview today of Sanjuwa with Sajid Khan, and this interview is from the year 2003 or 2004. Where Sajid Khan is saying that, "Sanju, why is this happening that every movie of yours, after it gets shot and the whole movie is done, you shoot a song?" It's like the producer thinks that that will help the movie. So yeah, all these songs that you see, Tamma Tamma and all those songs that you have seen, have been a prodigy of this ideology that these producers have, that how the only way to market these films will be to have a catchy song out there with a catchy move. Yeah. And that would get the talking in the market going on about the movie. And that would actually attract the people to the theaters. So this whole practice has been going on for quite some time. And it's been existing for like now about 30 years in the industry. And maybe it'll go on. But till the time they can come up with these kind of good movies, I'm fine with it. Or maybe I'm not.
Anyway, this is a discussion for another day. But anything else on Stri before we move on to trailers?
I genuinely feel that Rajan DK have produced this. The director of this movie was someone else. And he is there in two frames in the film also. In one, he's having weed at one corner, and the other he's just jumping on the girl in Komoria. I really have a question, like, why did he choose to do specifically those two scenes? As an aspiring director, I want to know why you did it, because choices in lives are important, and he seems to make these kind of choices.
So I'm looking forward to your next video that you direct to see what what cameo you give yourself.
What am I learning? Cool. So that's it for Stri for me at least.
Okay, let's quickly discuss a couple of trailers before we wrap up. Namaste England.
Oh.
Featuring our good friend Shreya Mehta.
Yeah, Shreya, if you're listening, really happy for you, man. You're there in the trailer more than Arjun Kapoor.
More than Pariniti as well.
More than Pariniti also. But I understand why more than Arjun Kapoor. It needs to be done. The less you show Arjun Kapoor in the trailer, the more people might just turn up in the theater to actually bear him throughout the movie, expecting the same duration of his presence in the movie as in the trailer to avoid disappointment. Yeah. But I felt, because it was just, the trailer was going on and on and on.
And for 2 minutes it was one thing, and then for the last minute it just completely changed into something else altogether.
Women empowerment with dramatic effects and going away from reality. So I don't know, man. I'm really scared about this movie, because Namaste London wasn't actually a that bad movie.
No, it was
for
a really pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was quite entertaining for that time. And I have 100% faith in Vipul Shah to screw it up now. So I'm really expecting that to happen.
I mean, he put Arjun Kapoor in. I think it's already done.
Yeah, I think. Arjun Kapoor, when Arjun Kapoor asked Vipul to give more than one expression, he said that, "Give me 3 months. I need to find them myself."
So yeah, that's that.
That's
that
one.
Doesn't seem very exciting. And then Andhadhun.
Honestly, the best trailer that has come out in the last 10 years for me.
The last 10 years? Is that what you said?
In the last 10 years of a Hindi movie, which doesn't give out too much about the movie. At the same time, it has such a weird visual, dude. And visuals that can throw you off, but really attracting, as in, like, what the hell is happening in the movie? And yeah, I mean, and Ayushman is just surprising people with every movie of his.
Yeah.
And it just becomes more and more interesting to see him. And like Rajkumar Rao, I think Ayushman is really a guy whom I can believe that I can be. When he's on screen, I can be that guy in real life without putting up a certain pretense or
yeah,
a certain... Agreed. Yeah, and I think that's great. And also Tabu, man. I mean, when will she stop looking that stunning? And when will she stop acting that good, man? Is it age getting to her? Yeah. With more and more age, she's just becoming more perfect. And I think this movie has a really eerie and nice feel for me. And obviously, Shriram Raghavan never fails to surprise.
Yeah, I really like movies like this. I mean, it was a dramatic statement, but I can't really think of any trailer, just the trailer, not necessarily the movie, but the trailer that has been better. Yeah, it's really good. And it reminds me a lot of a movie that I had very high hopes for. It was, in the end, not that great, although I still quite liked it, which was Ghanchakkar.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I have very high hopes of it also.
Yeah. I mean, I still thought it was okay. I mean, I thought
it was pretty bad for me. I couldn't bear the movie.
Got a bit out of control. But I think this one is going to be actually live up to the promise of the trailer.
Yeah, man. Fingers crossed. Because also it's a collaboration of really good and hardworking actors.
Exactly.
And hardworking, I can say it with a guarantee, because Radhika Apte, you've been seeing her and you've been hearing about her journey. You've been seeing her journey in making of the films that she's done till now.
Yeah.
Ayushman, because we know that he's a hardworking guy, and we you and I have worked with him also in a video. You've seen how much he tries to put in two videos. Actually, you've worked with him in two videos. Yeah. So you see in the smallest of the things how much effort he likes to put. And Tabu is, again, she's been a sensation for like so many years. So really expecting a lot of things. Like, and you're just, all your eyes are going to be stuck to the screen for the 2.5 hours that he's going to stretch the movie for. So really, really, did you know that Ayushman actually learned piano for a year to play that piano player?
What,
and that really? Looks it. That looks it.
Damn, that's impressive.
That's really impressive.
Tried learning the piano for like 3 years when I was a kid. Didn't quite stick. I don't think I got to the level that Ayushman got.
Yeah, I played the toy Casio pretty well.
I started with that. Then my mom was like, "Achha, no, stop wasting your time. Go, if you want to do this, go actually learn the piano." But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Any other movies that you're excited
about? Dude, have you heard the new song of the Navratri season?
No, what song is this?
Chogada. How can you not listen to Chogada?
I haven't heard this song.
How haven't you heard Chogada?
What is it from? What movie is it from?
This is a brilliant movie named Navratri. I think it's the best.
Oh God, movie. No. Even if I saw it on my timeline, I think I have seen it on my timeline now that you mention it. And no chance I'm listening to that.
Bro, Ayush Sharma has really struggled a lot, man. He's gone through a lot of struggles. You can't write him off, dude. He struggled to marry Salman Khan's sister.
That is quite a struggle, I have to say.
Yeah, man. He had to struggle so much to become an actor.
Yes. Anyway, that is actually a trailer we have not discussed on this podcast. But
I think you should watch. Deliberate. You should listen to the song Chogada at least. I'm sure you'll be hooked to it. Because I am.
Okay, I will trust you. And I don't know actually based on that if I should or shouldn't listen to it, because I'm scared that if I listen to it, then I will be hooked. Which is an irreversible.
My judgment with you have gone both ways. Either it's gone like absolutely off the roof, or it has landed absolutely correct. So, I don't know about that. But I think you should give it a try at least.
Oh my God.
It can seriously make you groove to it. And it has like Gujarati lyrics and all. So, they've made it for Navratri only. Like,
fantastic. And have you gone to watch Paltan yet?
I didn't have the courage. Cast the JP Datta didn't have.
Yeah. But Jaggu Dada is there. What more do you need?
Bidu is Bidu. I'll watch only Bidu's scenes. So I demand a special cut a compilation of only Bidu scenes from Paltar. But yeah, I didn't have the courage. First of all, I think there was no buzz about the movie also.
Yeah.
That I would have been so much aware about that ke ye movie aa rahi hai aise waqt pe. And also amidst three and other movies which are coming, Man Marja coming.
Yeah.
This movie just got lost somewhere. And I don't think I saw the trailer and it put me off really badly. And I was like, I can't have another LOC Kargil in my life.
Anyway, that was
first disappointment in LOC Kargil that I had was like Abhishek Bachchan as Vikram Batra. Because Vikram Batra is a hero that everyone has read up on and everyone is really fond of. And the second person to fuck up that hero is now Siddharth Malhotra. He's playing Vikram Batra.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect such a long answer to whether you were going to watch Paltar.
No, I'm really disappointed. Why is Siddharth Malhotra playing Vikram Batra?
Anyway, on that note, we will put an end to this podcast and put an end to your misery, Banerjee.
Yes. But I don't think there'll be ever an end to my misery and disappointments in Hindi films, at least. But I have a lot of faith in Hindi films. I'm a huge Bollywood buff, so I'll keep on watching it.
Yeah, there won't be any end until you start making films yourself. Then
just come back, Pish. I think it's time. That with those words, rather than ending the podcast, we'll continue it and have him board a flight and take a flight to Mumbai right away and again join.
That's not happening yet.
Oh, depends on who all are listening to this podcast.
Chalo. Cool. Thank you for doing this.
Yes, and anytime for you guys.
We'll get you back soon to discuss all the terrible songs.
Yes, we should. And I think we should do that podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.